Hey everybody, this is Mark Manson, and this is another commentary and analysis of 7 strange questions to help you find your life purpose. These commentaries are all about the inspiration, research, and ideas that went to creating the article, so if you love the article, then these audios will tell you more about them, where they came from, how I put them together, and as well as some funny backstories or stupid ideas that I had. So with this one, I have to make a confession to you guys. I'm totally guilty. This one, if there's one article on the whole site that is completely contrived, it's this one. Now, when I say contrived, I mean like I intentionally did a lot of things with this article for no other reason than to get a lot of clicks and shares. And I don't feel bad about that because I do think it's a great article. I think I went into it with the right intentions, but it's funny because sometimes I get accused of doing stuff like that with other articles that I actually really care a lot about. Whereas this one, I'm guilty as charged, but it really has to do with where this article came from. I mean, it's life purpose is a subject. It's become a hot topic issue in the self-help world and personal development world. And, you know, you hear people like Oprah talking about it, and it's on Huffington Post and BuzzFeed and all this stuff all the time. And I just really feel like it's kind of a bullshitty topic. Like, who's to say what our purpose is? You know, it's like okay. So Steve Jobs created Apple computers. It's been dedicated his whole life to like, creating cool devices that brought the world together. Does that mean it's his purpose? I mean, to me, life purpose is something that we're only able to see looking backwards. It's something we rationalize to ourselves after the fact. The process of finding your purpose, whatever that means, if it exists, then it must be an active process, and B, a process of not knowing, of not understanding if what you're doing is correct or not, and basically just paying attention to how it feels. So anyway, I explain this in this article is that when it really comes down to it, what people mean when they say, what is my purpose, or I need to find my purpose, basically what they're really asking is, I want to feel like I'm spending my time in a more important way. I think that's a very helpful way to reframe it, and I think it's a lot more accurate and a lot more emotionally healthy. Because when you get into like life purpose, you get into all this kind of like supernatural, superstitious, like the universe is conspiring and there's a fate that you must fill and blah, blah, blah. I'm not into that stuff. I think that stuff is silly and does as much harm as good. So I just think when it really boils down to it is people need to feel like they're doing something important with their time. And when people wonder about life purpose, that's what they're really wondering about. How can I do something more important? So how is this contrived? I mean, basically, I kept seeing all these articles over and over and over and over again throughout 2015. And they were getting passed around Facebook and Twitter and showing up on a lot of big sites. And I just got so fatigued from the subject. I thought pretty much without exception, all the articles were really bad. And I just kind of like, I don't know. I was like, you know, guys, if you're going to do this subject, like do it well. I didn't feel like most of these articles were actually saying anything. It was clear that they were just really making themselves clickbaity, and making designed to just make the person who's reading like feel a little bit better for like 30 seconds. So I kind of said, all right, screw you guys. I'm going to do my own article, my own clickbait article on life purpose, and I'm going to do it better than you. And that's basically what I did. So it's a listicle, 7 questions. There's a lot of copywriting in the title in particular, but also the headlines, and a couple of the paragraphs at the beginning. So it's, you know, strange questions that automatically creates intrigue, makes people want to click. Life purpose, it has the hot keyword that everybody's interested in. It's going to rank super well on Google. Created the URL where it's life/life-purpose to also cash in on the keyword. I actually believe this article is ranked number one on Google. If you search life purpose on Google, I think this comes up number one, which is great. It's actually this article by itself brings in it might bring in more new readers than any other article. I'm not sure. It's either this one or Subtle Art and Not Giving a Fuck. But anyway, all this stuff was pretty much done consciously. You know, I spent years studying marketing, copywriting, SEO. I put a lot of thought and energy into my Facebook strategy, my social media strategy. You know, this is my career. These are things that you have to pay attention to. In the past, I always try to do it in good taste and do it very transparently. But with this article, it's kind of like, you know what? Like, screw everybody. I'm going to do like the ultimate clickbait article. And it went crazy. It did super, super well. And actually, one of the reasons it did insanely well was, Liz Gilbert, the author of Eat, Pray, Love, shared it on our Facebook. And I actually believe that it got shared so many times on her Facebook. I think her Facebook alone drove like at least 40 or 50,000 likes. And I think she got so many complaints in the comments about my foul language. Anyway, she ended up taking it off, but this article also made it into her book, Big Magic. Which by the way is a fantastic book. It's a book about creativity, which was kind of one of those books that I read. I really read it for two reasons. One, because people told me I was in it. But two, a number of people that I trust said that it was actually really good. Normally, I'm not the type of person who reads, like, how to discover your creativity type books. But I really enjoyed hers. I thought it was beautifully done, very intelligent. And obviously she quoted me, so that's cool too. So anyway, the article did great, and obviously, like, that's cool. Like, that was part of the point. I feel good about that. But what I really feel good about, I mean, I really stand behind the content, because I wouldn't just, you know, so part of this purpose was of beating, you know, the Huffington Post and BuzzFeed at their own game. It wasn't just like out clickbaiting them. It was providing the high quality content that I felt like nobody else was providing. So, I do stand by all these questions. In fact, most of these questions, for those of you who have read much of the archive, like, you'll find this stuff in many other places. You know, the first question, the shit sandwich question, it's in many other places on the site. What makes you forget to eat and poop? Et cetera, et cetera. Like, it's, none of these ideas are very new. If you've been reading my work for a while, you can find them on all sorts of different articles. But what's beautiful about this article, and why I'm ultimately like very proud of it, is to me, it's kind of like, you know, let's put it this way. If I was, say, invited to a conference about content marketing or creating content online that is highly read, which, by the way, I'm never invited to these things and I have no idea why, but if I was invited to a conference like that and they asked me to show an article that demonstrated kind of like everything you should be doing to successfully create content that travels very well, that goes viral very well, and that generates a lot of good feedback and reactions across the board, Facebook, Twitter, Google, everything, I would show them this one. To me, it's kind of like the perfect mixture of smart marketing, smart social media, smart copywriting, and then really, really good content that does affect people, that does help them change their perspective, look at their life differently. And I think that's why it continues to be so successful and why so many people continue to read it. This article, more than any others too, it, for whatever reason, gets printed out and posted in a lot of places. It's shown up on college campuses. people's workplaces, all over. And that's always really cool to see. Makes me feel good. And it's kind of like it's a nice validation of my work. So, feel good about this one. Very proud of it. And, hopefully it was, very influential on you too. Hopefully it helped you find your purpose and now you're going to go invent new toilet paper or something. So good luck with that.